right. Hello. It is time for a little work alongside me. I've got some coffee. I'm pouring it. And I'm going to get some work done. And maybe you're going to get some work done too. I've got a little bit of my 9 to 5 to do. I'm certain you've got some work to do that you can figure it out. Let me just move you a little bit. Hi. Yeah, it's this summer. So, you know, want to be doing anything else? But this is what we're going to do. So, let's go. I've got some things that I need to look up to confirm. And I've got today is a whole day without meetings. I don't know how you feel about a whole day with without meetings, but I love it. My ADHD hates meetings so much. I used to like fall asleep on my feet. Not on my feet, but like sitting up, I would fall asleep during meetings. Just I cannot do them. And they break up my whole flow. My whole workflow gets broken up during meetings. So they're just kind of a disaster for me when I have meetings during the day where I just like, I can't do anything. So, all right, let's look at this. Okay, this makes sense. Look this up. Yeah. What kind of work do you do? I am a little curious about what kind of work you do. If you're curious about what kind of work I do, I won't be that specific. But I am in STEM. So if you don't know what that is, there's a whole bunch of fields that are considered STEM fields. But it's science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. So I'm in any of those fields. And that's the kind of work I do. There's a lot of kind of work. There's a lot of like different things around there. But I don't know. Is this right? But that's the work I do. I'm curious about how many of you are also in a STEM field. Maybe some of you guys are teachers, I guess, maybe. Grading while you're listening to this. I imagine that would be a good distraction from whatever you're grading. If it's one of those just like multiple choice tests or something, there's like, it doesn't take a lot of brain power, just got to get through it, you know. Maybe you're like a salesperson and you're writing up an invoice, I guess, or something. Oh, I do not know. Maybe you're a student and you're studying for your finals or whatever university class you're taking. I guess right now you wouldn't be studying for finals unless you have a summer term. Maybe you're just a reader and you're just reading books. Oh man, I wish I had like the time to be a reader. I've got too many things, unfortunately. I would love to be a reader right now. That would be so bomb. I have, oh my gosh, I have a book that I picked up 2 years ago now, I want to say. 2 years ago, 2 full years ago, and I haven't finished it. I'm like 10 pages to the end. It's just one of those things. I just can't like find the right space, the right shape of time almost is my problem. Like how I was talking about meetings, how they kind of mess with me with the shape and the style of the time that they require. I think reading for me requires a certain shape as well. Generally, I need to be on vacation where I am allowing myself to have this like free time that is not to any work. Goodness. And yeah, I've pretty much only read it on vacation or when I'm like, okay, I need a break, sort of thing. And obviously I don't need too many breaks because it is a short book. Let me tell you what. If you are curious what book this is, it's called Normal People or Regular People by Sally Rooney, I think. I very much enjoy it, but I just haven't been able to, like, you know, sit down and finish the last 10 stupid pages. So dumb. And then there's another book I'm reading, which is even shorter. It's a short story. It's like a short horror story. And I've had this one for a year. And it's called Nothing But Black Teeth, I think. And that is also very good, but I haven't finished it. And I'm like 10 pages away from finishing it. It's just, you know, one of those things about me. Are you a reader? Have you figured out the shape of time you need? I've gotten recently into the reading side of Tube, the BookTube side of YouTube. And it is very enjoyable. I love watching vlogs of people reading. It hits in my gremlin brain so good. I don't know why, but it's just like, yes, yes. My little gremlin brain loves it. Maybe you're not a reader. Maybe you're a gamer. Yeah, I'm not a gamer. I do kind of wish I was a gamer, but I think I would have the same difficulty with gaming as I have with reading, where it would have to be a specific shape of time that I have available where I'm like not requiring myself to do any work and I need a break and it needs to be like a full solid break. But yeah, I'm not a gamer. Wish I was. If I was a gamer, I would be on Twitch. You bet your buns, but not a gamer. So, and I feel like I would be particularly lost on Twitch without gaming. Let's see. But what kind of games do you play? If you're a gamer, let me know. Oh. My coffee is giving me hiccups. Do you drink coffee? I drink coffee. I drink a lot of coffee. I drink like a pot a day. And I have this giant Yeti like thermos that is like vacuum sealed and it holds exactly one pot of coffee. So I bring that to the office and I pour out of that when I have to go to the office. Okay. All right. So I'm going to do this. Maybe you're a tea drinker. For me, tea is very much like an afternoon thing, like where if I'm like, okay, I've had enough coffee for the day, but I still want a fun drink and it's too early to have like a wine or something. And I don't really like soda that much. I sometimes like kombucha, but that's also tea. So it follows what I'm saying. So kombucha is an afternoon drink to me, as is like a iced chai. It's very yummy. I like it with some like oat milk. Oof. What am I doing? I'm just looking at this. Let me do this, I bet. And then this. This. And this is probably right. What with the comments? Okay. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. This is weird. Just concentrating for a little while on something. It needs all of my concentration. Reading takes a lot of concentration out of me. I think I have undiagnosed dyslexia. Pretty sure. Because I mess up things all the time. But it might just be like my ADHD. I always thought it was my ADHD. I just wasn't paying enough attention to things that I would mess them up. But I've been realizing that in my head, I say one thing, but what comes out of my mouth is the other thing. I think that's dyslexia. But I'm not entirely sure. It could be my ADHD. Who knows? I don't know. Those sort of things are so strange and personal and wonky that they feel very different for everybody. Even though they require certain things in order to get diagnosed. Okay. Let me look at this. Okay.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Okay, I need to do this then. Okay, now do this, right?
Yes.
Have you seen any good movies recently? I've been having a hard time going out to the cinema. But I used to love going. I used to love going to the cinema, but recently, in the past 3 years, I think, for obvious reasons, I haven't been going as much, and part of me really likes the, transition to more movies on your personal device that you can rent, which is very nice. It's very nice, but it's resulting in me just, not going to the theater at all. Which, I mean, is not a problem, I guess. But, I don't know. Sometimes I kind of miss the romance of going to a theater. Oh, shoot, I didn't want to do that. Oh, well, it's done now. What if I did this? It won't save. Oh, no, it saved. Okay. That's fine. I can rebuild it. This is going to take some concentration. Okay. Oh, man. My computer sounds like it's about to take off. just do anything different?
No, interesting.
Let's see.
So that's not right. I need to figure out when that happened. Oh, okay. Huh? Okay, so that's that time. Here? No. Okay, I lost that window. That's okay. It was like that, I think. Yes. Okay. All right. Cool. Ugh. Okay, let's close these windows. Here. There. Okay, cool. So now, what was it? Let's go. I've got another thing I can look at over here. Maybe you're cleaning. Hi again. Sorry. I'm still here. Just working. Maybe you're cleaning. I don't know. Sometimes I listen to. Oh, I have my coffee pot. I don't know if you can hear that. That means it's been, I think, 2 hours since the coffee was brewed. Yeah, I wonder if you're cleaning, maybe. I like to listen to things when I clean. It just helps me stay focused, stay on task, and not, like, stop everything I'm doing and do something way more fun. Ugh. Let's see. Got text. What the heck? Oh my gosh. My cat's a nightmare. She got my phone wet. All right, I'm just going to do this for a little bit longer. Oh no. That wasn't what I wanted to do. I think I might have to move on tasks because this isn't holding it for me right now. So I think I'm going to pour some more coffee and I'm going to do a whole restart on what I'm doing, close all my tabs, because that sometimes helps me out. Kind of wipe my brain a little bit. So I think I'm going to say goodbye to you also and give myself a fresh start. I hope you have a good rest of your day. I hope you get some good work done. So, bye.